11 o'clock straight up at the Southland. Live Imaging Thursday is on. We're going to go on to Electric Avenue. You know this song, Slee? Oh, I still hit the post. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Travis at Sliwa is on. Since you took so much of my time last time, I'm just going to get out quickly. I need more coffee.
Well, you're welcome to stay as long as you'd like. Open invitation.
Don't you guys have the schedule to talk about?
Go get any coffee you want downstairs. Travis is going to order
on me.
He's going to order on his app. Here's the amazing thing about
Travis. Would you get a short for him? Like you,
it's a shot of espresso.
The thing about Travis's Starbucks app.
Just water it down.
It somehow has the other person's credit card in it. It's the most amazing thing. Oh, no, it's not going through. That used to be another move with Trav. Now it's all coming back to me, as Celine Dion once said. Oh, it's not going through, guys. You guys get today. I got tomorrow.
It's very frustrating to me. It still bothers me. The last time, it wasn't the last time you were here, but a couple of times ago, that I ordered all of us coffees, well, you and me coffees, and I got charged, and the coffees never showed up.
I mean, look at him.
I got charged. It was like $7.
It's the baseball gods.
Travis and Sliwa.
$7. Oh, my gosh.
Travis and Sliwa.
All right. I'll take your $7.
Say, okay, I'll give you $7.
I paid attention to my $7.
Start the clock.
I have no cash.
Start the clock. How
convenient. And you don't have Venmo,
Susan does. You want to Venmo her $7?
No,
I know
not,
her handle.
I'm not Venmoing.
Can I walk it out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Travis and Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris. See, I'm pulling you over to my side on all this.
Listen,
you're coming around.
Nobody's.
Don't worry, you have the Hulu password that I use. which isn't even mine.
Yeah, Chris, you got to come back in. That I send her for the Laker doc. I'm like, Emily, you got Hulu, right? She goes, yeah, well, I do. My sister and I share one, so now I'm on Claire Hebel's Hulu account.
Actually, no, Maggie Hebel's.
Maggie
Hulu
Hebel's.
Account.
I'm sorry, it's Maggie Hebel's
do
Hulu
you,
account.
I'm sorry to be back in. But do you actually pay for any streaming subscription?
Netflix,
you have?
Prime, and Disney.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay for Disney?
Michael actually pays for those.
Okay. No, he's
Michael pays for those.
There's some sort of setup.
No, there's no say. Netflix. Why did you say it like that, Emily? Why? Why
I
were you surprised?
You would have gotten it for free with the. You have the Parks Pass because we had to choose between the two. I was like, when you work for Disney. Don't you get Disney?
We don't have the choice on that.
No.
Oh, okay.
At least we don't.
Because they're the union.
Oh, yeah. Right. I can get the choice.
Yeah, no, we have to scratch off the $10 a month.
But I have the phone.
Don't say anything about the phone. I'm with you. Oh, okay, yeah, Chris, by the way, new phone.
Really? Wait a minute, let me see how many bubbles are on that camera. Wow, you still did it. You don't have the three bubbles.
It's iPhone.
But he has the face.
It's an iPhone 13. It's the newest one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So the new one doesn't have three bubbles?
That's the Pro.
It's like going to get a pre-owned, right? You get it 3 years old.
Brand new.
3 years, 36,000 miles on it. It's off a lease.
That is an iPhone 13
Somebody
Pro.
Turned in their old phone, and then that's the market that he's in.
Go to the settings real quick. I want to see.
All right. Hold on.
You guys are really getting your money's worth of me today, I tell you.
Do a software update.
What do you got?
I forgot where it's at. This phone, i13. iPhone 13, wow. Okay, well, Travis and Sliwa continues now.
Susan got a deal through work because she's a first responder.
Amazing!
I was holding out.
The truth was coming out.
Well, she did. Like
advantage of it.
As a healthcare worker / first responder, she gets a little deal through work, and she's like, hey, I can upgrade your phone.
Can I tell you something?
All right, let's do that.
Can I tell you something? It's just in you. Like, I think it's in me, too. When you grow up a certain way, it's really tough to get that stuff out. Like, if I go, even if you were making a crap load of money, I still think I'm going to have some cheap in me.
Oh,
it's not going anywhere.
You know what's so stupid?
But there's certain things I'm cheap about and other things where I'm like, you're an idiot. Because, well, why
exactly
are you
right.
cheap on that, but you're okay to pay
okay.
whatever
this
you just did for a
dinner? This is a good topic for the listeners. Like, what are the things that you get really frugal with that don't really, like, for instance, the valet parking. I will never, ever, ever pay for it.
$15. What if it's 15?
I don't care if it's 5. 10. I'm not doing it. I will.
You guys
not
are dressed up, and Susan's wearing heels. And for just the sake of going to this
that's
restaurant,
a little different. That's
you
got to
kind of do it that way.
That's a little different. But I'm saying that if we're just going out and it's that we're parking far away. That said, when we get into the restaurant and that bottle of wine's
right. and you're
$48,
and it's no problem.
Go ahead. You know what? Let's get another one. It just boom, 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 boom. I don't care.
I don't get it either.
I don't care. But the $5 to park the car, hell no.
When Starbucks
got a bottle of wine for $48, I'll take two.
When Starbucks went from like
doesn't make any sense.
When they went from I don't know what it was like $2.65 was my cup of coffee to $2.95, I just stopped and just stared at the stared at the barista. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, why'd the prices go up? 30 cents.
Like he was in the meeting with George Schultz.
Yeah.
Or Howard Schultz.
30 cents, granted, where, like you just said, you go to a restaurant, you don't even pay anything. What are you doing?
You're not a martini guy. Emily, do you get a martini occasionally? Martini. You're not really a martini person.
I'm not really a martini person.
But when you give me your cocktail du jour.
Old fashioned.
Okay, old fashioned. How much does an old fashioned cost when you go out to buy one? Assuming you're just, you're not getting the most, just an old fashioned.
Like between 12 and 15.
Exactly. Exactly. So a martini's about the same. Maybe it gets up to 17 or 18, but same idea, right? The value of that drink is like $2 worth of in. Yeah, just keep them coming left and right. But you get 30 cents on that cup of coffee? That's an outrage. Hit me up, 877-710-ESPN.
Same thing happened when I used to work at Chick-fil-A, and then I left, came back, and I was going to, just buy some Chick-fil-A. When the prices changed, I was like, I remember this price was the same way for 3 years when I worked there, and then they raised it by 50 cents.
It's happening to you.
I know.
It's happening to you. It's twice today, Emily.
You've
been really good about being the young person. This is two old lady complaints in one day for you.
And I hurt my knee. My knee still hurts when I got into bed.
Three. We're up to three. And you were talking about you're trying to find a way to not go to water polo practice.
Yeah.
Four. It happens fast. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful.
I'm on the other side of 25.
Well, shouldn't happen quite. Maybe 30, sleaze, 40th birthday. Is it this one, or do you got one more to go?
No, this one.
It's this, and it's coming up sooner than later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a little down the road. Taking that week off.
We're going to have to plan a little sleeve 40th birthday party. This is exciting. Maybe we'll have that taco guy finally, if the schedule works out.
This would be a good day for air it out, because we can just air out all these things that are bugging us.
Love the taco guy. But not the...
Emily, I have a good idea folder that I don't want to tell him that I need you to ask me about during the next break when it's just the two of us.
Okay.
All right.
I'll come in.
I don't want to spoil the surprise. I have a very, very good idea.
No problem. I'll be there as well.
You got it. All right. Lakers schedule comes out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of talked about a little break that's in there and whatnot. And you've got the Powell jersey retirement. LeBron's record-breaking Kareem moment is going to come somewhere towards the end of January.
Games,
yeah, somewhere towards the beginning of February, depending on how well he plays and how
health.
Much he plays.
Yeah.
He averaged 30 points a game last year. So it's going to be somewhere right around there. I saw this morning, though, which is pretty crazy, because we had the conversation yesterday about whether or not the Lakers are still that big draw nationally. They put them on national TV, opening night, et cetera, et cetera. The Lakers have fewer back-to-backs than anybody in the NBA. They've only got 12.
Mm-hmm.
League average is about 13.5. The Clippers, the Warriors, the Kings, the Jazz, and the Chicago Bulls have the most at 15. So it's not a huge disparity, but what do you hear? I mean, back-to-backs in the NBA are tough. That mm-hmm. second game is a big deal. The Lakers also have the best road advantage, or rest advantage, I should say, which means they will be on more rest than their opponent more than anybody else in the league. The league did them a favor scheduling-wise. Whether it's intentional or just good luck, I guess you can debate that all you want. The league wants the Lakers to be good because their best player going into year 20, their second best player is injury-prone. That you need to take care of those guys more than anyone else, and the league did.
So they want them to be good, right? That's the idea and the concept. And by the way, that's any year. You'd love to see some teams you don't really pay too much attention to. People say, the NBA is so much better if the Knicks are good. Well, the NBA has been thriving and the Knicks haven't been good in a long time. I think the Laker thing is a real thing, right? That's one that when the Los Angeles Lakers are competing for an NBA championship, or they're in the playoff mix, or even, believe it or not, they're in a freaking play-in tournament like they were against the Golden State Warriors, whatever that was 2 years ago, it's good for the NBA. It's good for the league. If this is a strategy to try to help them, that's all great and dandy. I don't pay too much attention to it because ultimately I think at the end of the day, I don't think that's going to be the difference of the Lakers' success or not, but I get that part.
Whether it works or not is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I think you may be right that whether or not it's going to put them over the top, but look, LeBron James is still one of the biggest draws in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the best player anymore, but he's still in the mix, right? The Lakers are the
top 10 player right now.
For sure.
NBA.
For sure. Mm-hmm. that they're giving them those little things, right? It's like instead of making you play a bunch of back, they can give you a little bit less. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Those games, they could kind of go either way. You're going to be on two nights rest. Your opponent's either going to be on zero or one.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. And whether that takes them from 48 wins to 52, I don't know. Maybe it takes them from 28 to 30. I don't that could be more your point that, yeah, it's an advantage, but is it an advantage from being the third seed as opposed to the sixth seed, or is it your number 11 as opposed to number 9? That's a big difference.
I'm curious. I mentioned to you, so this morning popped on, I was on with Keyshawn, Jable, and Max. Mm. And
National Sleep.
One of the, something like that. One of the questions early, too.
Wow. Your schedule comes out, he just starts popping on. When are you going on Scott Van Pelt? Is that tonight?
Did I tell you this?
You kind of a big deal.
When Lakers were officially out, they asked me to come on, right? On that
Key Show.
On Key Show. But it was like, so I went on this morning at 6:10 our time.
Okay.
I want to say it was like 3:30.
I've done that. That's
what do you do?
You go try to go back to bed. Didn't work for me. Like right. I got up, did it. It was like 2:00 in the morning. It was early, right?
I've never had one of those. And I forgot. Did we talk about this before?
I think we did, because okay. I did. It was during. It was in the middle of the summer, right? And they just wanted to have me. And I did like an hour with them. Okay. I was on, maybe it was an hour, maybe it was a half an hour, but it was more than one segment. It was a stretch. And so.
Oh, now you're awake. You're doing a half hour.
And you're doing radio. You're animated. You're energetic. Yeah. You're bringing energy, all of these things. And so, okay, thanks for coming on. Look at my watch or my phone. It's like, yeah, it's a 4:16 in the morning. Now what the hell do you do?
But that's actually closer to your, what time do you get up? After 5?
About 5:25, and usually snooze it twice. So it's usually about 4:45 by the time I get out.
And you're not.
5:45.
And you're not sleeping after that.
No.
So anyway, so one of the questions that they brought up, which I think is kind of fascinating. Yesterday, you had the schedule come out, but you also had LeBron's extension. And we could do this coming back. But I'm curious. They had the conversation about the LeBron and Bronny thing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what do you think is going to happen in a couple years? You think LeBron and Bronny are actually going to play in Los Angeles? Is there excitement around L.A. about LeBron's extension and then that potential of that third year of him playing with the Sun? And I'll kind of answer that coming back. But I'm curious to get Laker fans' thoughts on the extension, because yesterday when it happened, we had so much going on.
Yeah.
Is there a buzz to this upcoming year?
It's a good question.
Is this window over the next couple of years, is there excitement thinking that, hey, Bron is going to be around for at least 2 more years? And all the question marks that kind of circles around the Lakers, I'm curious from Laker fans, how do you feel about the situation? How do you feel about where the Lakers sit today? Russ is still on the roster. Bron signs an extension, and maybe this is timing for the Bronny portion of it for him to not have that that final year. We could do that coming up next, 877-710-ESPN.
All right, we're going to do that too. Plus, Tom, I need you to stay on hold because I need the answer to the Bota bag problem that's plaguing my existence when it comes to smuggling things into places. That's all coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Thursday. God, we're having fun, aren't we? Travis and Sliwa.
What was during that?
Guess I got to get on a...
yeah, you would like to
You're
be
not on
to
that text
thread.
Thread, Sliwa. Sorry. It's the old morning show thread.
Oh, man.
I can't stop laughing. Sedano's back today. Sedano and Cap, 4:00 for your afternoon drive. Producer Lindsay, producer Wara. Clinton Yates says he's going to drop by. That's what we need.
Well, are you fully abreast of your soccer rules?
I'm not.
Do
I want to ask him about the stadium
thing. The ins
and
outs of
soccer nuance? The stadium
thing
is what really perplexes me. Like, how do you know? How did you find out first that stadiums weren't the same size?
Don't ask that question.
Is it
he'll answer
no,
it.
It's fields. Is it fields or stadiums?
It's a pitch.
Fields. The pitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The pitch. That's what it's called. It's the
so
only
the,
thing
the
I,
dimensions
it's the only
of
thing
the
I know
field
about the soccer.
Different.
But it's called the pitch, right, Emily?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you say I'm on the pitch.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But the pitch
The pitch looks great.
But all pitches aren't the same size. Is that right? I don't know.
Yes, that's what Clinton is trying to say. Every pitch is not the same dimension.
Did you know that, Emily?
I did know that, yes.
Because Clinton told you?
No. Because I do like soccer, but I'm not going to force it on people like Clinton.
To your credit, when we were in the suite on Tuesday night, you were paying far more attention to the game than anybody else.
Oh, she was in the corner seat, front row. Yep. She couldn't talk to her. Taylor was there, too.
Was Taylor there? Was he talking?
No.
I talked
to Emily for a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily.
Yeah, hey, that's kind of how it went.
Oh, a new bit is born. Taylor. Hey, man. Hey, Taylor. So somebody on Twitter.
Bruno.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter. I can't say his handle, unfortunately, but he says he remembers the plastic pouch of milk that Sliwa was talking about.
Is he a
not good milk?
Well, it's
not
in a bag.
I know.
Why would it be good?
I know.
It's supposed to come in a bottle or a carton.
Go on YouTube. Plenty of plastic milk pouches.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Is this Twitter name Linnea Kakua?
You could throw it around, too. Think about that. Right? Hey, you want some milk? Just lob it over.
Just throw you a pouch?
Like the pouch feels like a solution to a problem that didn't exist. The carton works just fine. You can stack them.
They're
light.
It was probably 30 cents cheaper. And they didn't care that there might be health issues by drinking out of a plastic. They didn't care. They saved 30 cents.
What else
per
was
pouch.
Going on at that school? Other than tell us more, because now I'm intrigued. Unless you guys had something you had
Fridays.
We have Boda Bag solutions coming up next.
Okay. Fridays we used to have, there was always some fast food place that would bring in food.
Yeah, my school had that.
We did Arby's,
elementary,
Subway.
Really?
Yep.
It was my junior high in Hacienda Heights had that.
Yeah. We had a cafeteria where they'd make just this God awful food.
For all I know, it was the food. Arby's probably made the food 3 weeks ago, and they're like, "All right,
it was what's left at the end."
Send
of the
it to
night.
Granite Hills High School.
Now, when you would tell your mom, "Hey, mom, on those days you don't have to make me a lunch," would she get offended, thinking you just didn't want her?
No,
lunch?
She wouldn't give me. I wouldn't have the finances to go get what I wanted, so I was still bringing home. Did you guys do this? When did you start working? You were super young.
10 years
when you started
old.
Working.
There are OSHA laws, Chris. You should reported somebody.
My father? No.
At the time, at 16 years old, I'm working at Kenny Recreation Center, right? So at 16, and my mom was like, "Cool, that's awesome. Just go ahead and bring the checks home, and we'll just take care of it. We'll take care of it from there."
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you just wanted to have a little bit of money.
It's your money. You earned it.
Yeah, so that's not how it worked out.
That didn't
fly? Yeah, that didn't work out the Sliwa household.
Maybe you should have started running numbers, put some money on the street.
But they were basically just putting those numbers on the side. So they're just so later on in life, they're like, "Okay, hey, this is all your money.
Oh,
here's
that's nice.
$240 you made at the rec center.
$80.
Can you see Slee showing up, 16-year-old Slee, full head of hair? Hey, you got my money? No, man, I next week. No.
I was trying to convince City of Elko. I'm like, let's do this under the table.
I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm coming back tomorrow, and it's $250
Don't
this
make
time.
Me be a bad guy. Don't make me be a bad guy. I got a Lakers game to watch
tonight. I don't want
to
do this.
Okay?
But I'll do it. You should. I'll freaking do it.
I got to listen to the best 15 minutes in sports. Hacksaw's on, man. I got to go. Give me my money.
That's two hacksaw mentions in one day. It's a good day.
I know. Travis and Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris. All right, I got a solution to the Boda Bag that I need to hear. Let's go to Santa Barbara and Tom. Tom, what am I doing wrong?
Well, you're not doing anything wrong. You're about halfway there, but you're also working with Mr. Sliwa. So, Mr. Sliwa, put on your thinking cap, imagination mind. A Boda Bag is basically, Travis is right, it's a kidney-shaped product, usually covered in a suede or a leather. It's a bladder. And I'll tell you what, it's a superior product to liquids in a thing you have to pop a straw in, because the key to a Boda Bag is it's got a cap on it about the size to the opening of the top of a bong. And in that way, you can pour whatever you want into that bag. When you close it back up, it's got a pop top. You squeeze the bladder, squirts into your mouth. In high school and in college, UCSB, Gaucho,
Olay.
We would always, everybody had a Boda Bag. And you get up on Mammoth, you either take a break halfway down the mountain or up on the lift, you share your Boda Bag. You got wine or you got whiskey. So that's what a Boda bag is for. And it's a really cool device if you have one. I don't know where mine is. I probably got rid of it years ago. But this also solves the problem about soup. You cannot put chili in a Boda bag.
Yeah, but you'd need a very thin soup, Tom. You couldn't put like a hearty potato cheese in there in your Boda bag.
You could get chicken noodle soup in a Boda bag, but you can't put chili in a Boda bag. Chili is basically a meal ingredient. You don't put chili in a Boda. You don't put chicken noodle soup on a hot dog. You don't put it on a burger or with Fritos, onion, and sour cream.
That's the way to
chili
do it.
Chili is more of a meal. That's it. The Boda bag solves that problem, and the Boda bag is a brilliant invention, and it's way better than liquid in a pouch with a straw.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. See,
$15 on Amazon right now. $5
shipping. Is that what they're asking? I'm just saying,
that's specific to a Boda wine bag.
If you ever have found yourself, and we'll go back to your Laker topic here next, Lee. If you've ever found yourself in a place where I'd like to bring alcohol to a place, but I don't know how to get it in there, that's the solution to that problem.
That seems
that's what it's there for.
Okay.
That's what it's there for. All right, let's go to Sean in Diamond Bar. We're talking about the Laker extension for LeBron James, the future of the Lakers, the Bronny
anticipation
of
upcoming
anticipation,
season. Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. The anticipation of this. Sean in Diamond Bar, you're next. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me. Great show, guys. Longtime Laker fan, Van Exel days. I just think when they signed LeBron, it was the final nail in the Lakers' coffin. It's going to be a Clippers town by the time LeBron's all done. Unfortunately, he's a ring chaser, and the chip in the bubble was more like exhibition games. I don't think it satisfied anyone in L.A. And we're getting the same record we would have if we had Lonzo and Ingram. And we just got this LeBron guy who pulls all the strings and doesn't really care. He's a renter.
Trying to see how to take that one. Every time I hear, what I'm hoping more for is, what do you think of the current situation? And what do you think of looking forward for the Lakers?
And I don't want to put words in Sean's mouth, but is it not that the reason the current situation is bad and the future is bleak is because LeBron is the things that he accused him of being?
But just think about, let's go back for a quick second. If you're trying to go, I'd hate to try to make an argument today that if the conversation is, oh, you know what, the Lakers, hypothetically speaking, they shouldn't have gone after Bron, and they shouldn't have gone after Anthony Davis. I just can't have that argument. That one's a tough one for me to understand. Rebuilding the way they were, Lakers don't need to do that. There's other franchises that can. But if you say looking forward, because all you have to do is just look at from this point forward, they done? Is there the chance of them?
Can I answer it this way?
Yeah.
I think it's more likely that they are than they aren't.
Yes.
I think it's more likely that the LeBron James championship window in Los Angeles is closed than there's another one coming. Doesn't mean that there's not another one coming, but if you're doing it's more than 51-49, but it's to that side of the equation. The teeter-totter would land on it's overside.
Do you know what made me think of this? This morning I mentioned, so LeBron and Bronny conversations coming up. And questions are like, hey, what's that going to look like in his third year? You know, he has that extension. Will they hook up with Bronny? Will he hook up with this? Maybe I'm just a old school Laker fan. I get the entertainment of it. I get the excitement of potentially what that could be, Bronny and LeBron. But you know what's more important to me, and I think a lot of Laker fans will fall along the same line of this? Is this squad competing or are they not? And by the way, a couple years from now, that's a long time before we get to that situation. It's a long time before we get to that point where you're questioning whether Bron's going to, that final year of that extension, if he's going to opt into it or not. But what I don't think is that far away is training camp's going to start at the end of September. And when training camp starts, does this team have much of a shot? Do they have, like, what is their, I can be optimistic and say that, hey, Anthony Davis got to be healthy. Some of these other role players they brought in are younger, the whole thing. But it's also difficult to look at this upcoming season and think that the Lakers are really going to be competing with the Western Conference for a chance to win it all. That's why I have a difficult time every time somebody brings up the Bronny situation. But that's so far ahead. And are the Lakers competing?
But you're skipping over the part that I think is why the Lakers need to consider these things. Because if you're not aware of that, then you can't take care of the now. Right. If you're not willing to give him what he needs to be set up for that, then you might not get him right now. right? That's the catch, that I will do what's good for you right now, but I need a guarantee, or I need outs in place that will allow me to move then. That's why it's important. Not that they want to bring him in or he's going to be an attraction or any of those things. It's I need to service my client right now so he can get what he wants later so I can get what I want right now.
People may disagree with this. I thought LeBron's extension's a no-brainer. That's what I thought. Personally, I thought it's a no-brainer. And some people are going to say, dude, look how old this guy is. How many seasons has he been in the league? Do you really think he's going to this, that? I don't actually – LeBron piece for me is not much of a question. It's more the AD piece that's a much more interesting question to me than LeBron. Even last year, LeBron was averaging 30 a game. I'm not saying he was a perfect basketball player, but it wasn't LeBron's fault that the Lakers were 16 games below 500. You got to have your running mates, and it didn't work out. I pay more attention to this upcoming season and next year, because those are the 2 years that you're guaranteed with Bron and Anthony Davis. Do you have a chance to compete or do you not? And I, by the way, I don't have an answer to it. All I could tell you is you're going to approach training camp at the end of September. Russ may still be on this team. How different is it going to be from last season? I hope it's drastically different. But I think there's also fair questions to be like, well, maybe they're a 500 team and that's who they are, and we kind of work it from there.
All right, a lot of people want to get in on this one, Slee. We'll do that coming up right after Fact or Cap. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Thursday on Travis and Slee. Well, it is time for producer Emily. I don't usually do the fun throws that I do in the afternoon where I go, take it away, like everybody likes that. So I'm going to do it here. Take it away, producer Emily.
Thanks, Chris. So I wanted Chris here too, because I'm going to direct my first one to him. So,
look at that.
There was a story on the New York Post about how this couple likes to save a lot of money on their water bill. So they spend $10 on their water bill by cooking with using their used shower water.
Oh,
so Chris,
yes,
Travis would do something like this.
Fact
or cap?
Fact.
I've seen it actually.
That's what the bucket in the shower's for. It collects all the runoff.
Fact.
Make soup and broth.
This is why you're not inviting us over, because we all see the bucket in the shower.
There's actually a filtration system that goes straight from his shower directly to the kitchen and then directly to the tap.
Oh,
that is alarming.
Saving, how much are they saving?
$10.
Well, they only pay $10 a month, but I don't, like, I mean, our water bill is
saving a good 80 right there.
Disgusting act.
You have a $90 water bill per month?
No, I don't. I just threw a number out.
Oh, that's not part of mine. Anyway, so we're going to go on to the next one. I'm going to have Taylor play a song real quick. It's not. It's going to be so there's the SEC is going to be involved in the CBS, NBC. Now they had a huge media rights deal that got signed off. So what was on Twitter, though, was people were up in arms about the Big Ten being over this song.
God, I love this song.
All right, so it's the CBS on SEC, SEC on CBS theme song.
I feel like Tim Brando's about to come out on TV with Spencer Tillman.
You have an attachment to the theme songs of different sports openings. Travis, Patrick Cap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These things are incredibly evocative. They're emotional.
Yours is the Bally's for Angels.
Yeah, I can't get enough of it. Exactly
right. The Bally's for Clippers is also pretty bad.
Chris, you may remember this. When ESPN first got Sunday Night Football a million years ago.
Yeah.
And they also, and ABC had Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And they had all the overlap there. They opened up their first Sunday Night Football broadcast with the Monday Night Football music.
It was
music.
Disrespectful.
And Al Michaels nearly lost his mind. And it was one of those things. No, that's our thing. And he couldn't be more right. Absolutely. The NBA, the da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
John Tesh.
Absolutely.
Round table, round ball rock.
Wow, he knows them all. But yeah, absolutely, you get an emotional attachment to that stuff.
When you hear the round ball rock, mm-hmm. it takes me personally back to Bulls.
Jordan.
Bob Costas. Especially the year when Marv was out, because
Detlef.
Marv had that thing. And Bob was doing play-by-play.
He did have that thing.
Why do I remember that thing?
That's why I
very
do
well.
The way I do opens is because of how Bob did those opens, where they'd be 7 minutes long, much like mine, and they talk about the drama. Will this year be the year that the Jazz stop Mike?
No question about it. I get attached to these too. By the way, you get attached to these on it could be a show that you like.
Sure, the
right?
Sopranos theme. You
well,
hear
we do
this
it here
100%.
On the radio station. We use theme songs for all our shows.
Yeah. So the NBA on NBC, that's what it was back in the day. How about primetime? with Berman, and that to me is like one of the most iconic ones. Part of the time, I don't even care what highlight they have. I just want to listen to this music, right? The Chicago Bulls, their intro song back in the day as well.
Wow, that one, yeah.
Bro, it's iconic. 100% those attachments are important.
Sirius, the Alan Parsons Project, by the way. Mm. That was the Bulls.
Okay, let's see. Quick quiz. I'll put you on the spot. What's the one, the piano music for the Masters? Do you know that one?
I don't know the name.
Yeah, but those.
Yeah, of course.
And then here comes Jim Nantz whispering. Yeah.
Here's every time Morales comes in, we should play this. And only the Scottie Pippen part.
But Scottie didn't get much.
Yeah, no.
Scottie Pippen.
They waited. They moved on. Scottie and Tony Kukoc and Rodman were all about the same, but this was the big part.
Oh, the Jordan.
6'6". How much did he weigh?
At the University of North Carolina.
Was it 220?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At guard. That was the best.
This is our degree from University of Phoenix.
This is how we'll introduce Shitano today. 5'5". No, I'm just kidding. He's my boy. I can't do it.
All right, guys. We'll move on for this. If you had to only choose one...
Travis really lost it.
You got him.
I admit...
You don't get him that often.
I admit...
You got him for the week.
Look, there's a lot of parts of my personality that are not good, and I wish... But I love height bullies. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
How about on... Did you hear when we were over at Harris?
No.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Emily said the average height for a woman is... What did you say? Like 5'8",
5'9"? 5'8", yeah, something like that.
She said 5'8", 5'9". I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I'm incorrect.
Really
it's not. It's
what
5'4".
Is it? 5'4". Yeah, I was going to say 5'4". Yeah.
I was a little over, but I was getting on this because 5'9 doesn't exist. Any guy that says they're 5'9", they're not actually 5'9". They're definitely lower.
I just like 5'5". It just really hit me in a certain way. Right. I'm sorry, Emily. Carry on.
So, if you could only use one utensil for the rest of your life, it would be a spoon. Alan, fact or cap?
I'm using a fork. Fork, I feel I could work without a spoon because I could probably just kind of slurp whatever's in a bowl or something along those lines. The fork I got to have. The fork is important. I need it for salads. I need it for meats. I need it for I get better use out of it.
For all of the reasons
rice,
you just said, the answer is a knife. How are you going to cut your steak without a knife? Are you just going to take a bite out of
100%.
It?
100%.
I mean, I guess you could, but
it's exactly what I would
do. But you could cut it and then just stab it and eat it.
Yeah, but you're going to use your hand either way to hold the steak down, right? Because you're using a knife.
Okay.
So you might as well just use a fork and just take a bite and then put it back down.
But you can't cut anything with a knife or with a fork. You need like, I'm with you. The spoon is last.
Yeah.
Right?
You can cut with your hand. You can rip apart with your hand.
But what do you need to, if you have one utensil, are you really worried about cutting anything?
Yeah. That's
what do you need to cut?
I'm worried about.
Why don't you just take a bite out of whatever you have?
You cut things every time
you
cook a meal. You
can't have soup with a knife.
But you could, to Al's point, you could drink soup, right? You could take a little syrup, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant. You drink it out of the bowl.
Ice cream, I think we're all screwed. Actually, no, fork.
What do you mean drink it out of the bowl at a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah. Al, we've been over this.
Oh, my God.
I love the detail. Like, you got specific. You just go to the Chinese restaurant, Anaheim or Tustin. It's open from 10 a.m.
Amanda and I, one night, were at Benihana a few weeks ago after camp. It's like a tradition. One of the guys, you know, Benihana, it's group sitting.
Yes.
And there was an odd guy across from us, and he did the bowl, like, and it stopped. The entire restaurant stopped at that moment.
What, because he drank from the bowl?
Yes!
No, everybody drinks from the bowl, except for you and Amanda, apparently.
No, you drink from the bowl.
I do. I admit it.
I could be wrong on this. When I was in Japan, I swear, if I'm correct on this, and again, I could be completely wrong, isn't slurping like a compliment?
It is.
Like you're supposed to do it.
Yes.
Like, it's a compliment.
You're savoring
in that country.
The flavor of the
As
soup.
Nicholson said in The Departed, in this country.
Slurp your soup. I'm all in.
Taylor?
Guy's not slurping give enough. Me a he doesn't like it.
Give me a Boda bag.
So, we all saw the video of the Dodgers reporter that went down the slide. He ended up injuring his both ribs and his wrist.
Probably went down hard.
it got me thinking about
why was he yelling from the beginning?
Because he was going 100 miles an hour down a curved slide. That's why.
I know, but I mean, the yelling of it all the way down, it's almost like you already knew he was going to get injured.
Do you think that Vasse looks up to you? Because you both have, like, the talk thing. Like, he has Dodgers talk, you have Lakers talk. But you also have your own show. I think Vasse's always kind of...
I don't know. I'm just saying if I'm going down a slide, I'm doing it quietly.
Have you never had that thing, though, where you're getting ready to do something, and then once it starts, it's far scarier than you thought
like
it was going to
be? Like, you've never been on a roller coaster and yelled out?
Yeah, and you just go, oh! You kind of get incredibly
scared.
Yeah,
but he was not
scared.
On a roller coaster.
I mean, he essentially
he
was.
He was moving pretty fast.
I saw that thing up close when I was in Milwaukee a few months ago. It's big. It's,
is it really?
It's high up there.
Am I underestimating the slide that he was
yes.
on?
Yeah. Did you not see how hard he hit the wall? He broke
way,
his ribs
that,
in his wrist.
If that happens, how is that... Like, is that not happening to everybody?
I have a feeling you won't see a lot of people going down the slide anymore. I think that David Vasse is probably the last person to try that for a
They'll keep the sausage race,
time.
But no more slide.
Bernie the Brewer is a professional. He knows how to do it, but
no
one
too,
else
he
is
got
going
his,
for it.
He got his arm, like, caught underneath him.
He hit it going 100 miles an hour. It was awful. I felt terrible for him.
I'm sure you did. What's the equivalent that you can do at a Lakers game, Slee? We have to counter this now.
I don't know. What's the equivalent?
I don't know. We got to think about
this.
Parachute
from the rafters?
Because this wasn't at Dodger Stadium. This is specific to that stadium.
I'm not saying we have to figure it out now, but let's workshop it.
No, let's figure it out right now.
But my statement is, you have injured your way in a – you have injured yourself in a very stupid way. Travis Fettercap.
I have. Oh, yeah. I was at Rome's wedding, which was a lovely affair. Up in Napa at this very fancy Meadowlark resort. Okay. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And Tom Tolbert was one of the guests along the way. And Tom and I were having a very good time. And we're getting late into the evening. And then we find ourselves both on the dance floor at the same
Rome,
time.
Rome, not Jim Rome, the capital of Italy.
And Tom Tolbert's like 6'9", maybe 260, 70 pounds. He's a big, big guy. He hip checks me on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I go flying. I land flat on my butt. No hands down, no nothing, right? Just so keep in mind, wedding dance floor. So those wooden planks that they snap together, I land tailbone first on the dance floor. The good news is it did heal about 20 years after the fact.
Did Rome see it?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be amazing if he got up on stage and went, rack 'em?
It hurt for 20 years. So, yes, I have hurt myself doing something stupid.
Well, luckily over those 20 years, you stayed in great shape. So it wasn't like the added weight to your frame would cause any pain.
Are you sure you can see yourself?
I went through a frame. Listen, it's funny. I went through a stage. This is my weight gain of probably 3 times ago.
Okay.
Where my tailbone was hurting because of the added weight. I went to the doctor.
Did you get hip? And what did he say? I bet you
said
I know exactly.
He said you need to stop gaining weight.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, thanks, Doc.
It doesn't heal. It's at the end of the line. There's no blood flow. It doesn't heal. So don't hurt your tailbone, Slee.
I like a dumbass. One time I decided I was in a hurry. I think family was waiting outside for me. So I'm going from the way we had my parents' house back in the day. It's like 2 steps. Once you get to the garage, you go down 2 steps. And they're kind of decent as far as like the size of the step, steep or whatever you can call it.
Deep.
So I'm in a hurry. I'm going from the house, open the door, and I'm running. And I jumped down from the 2 steps. You know the old school fans? They got the 4 legs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They don't have the cylinders anymore. Or we didn't have the cylinders at the time. Landed on one of the legs and just ankle. As if I was grabbing a rebound playing basketball. But it was actually just a fan that was just standing there. It wasn't even on. I churned the living hell out of my ankle, and I got my dad saying, "Where's Alan, this idiot? I'm on the ground in the garage."
How old were you?
Probably 14, 15, something like that. I'm on the ground. They're wondering where the hell I am, and I'm like limping to get to the car. That's how I injured
myself.
That's a good
one. That's a good one. What a dumbass. How long did they leave you? How long would you have had to be in the garage before they would come looking for you?
A few minutes. 2 minutes, if I wasn't out there, they were coming. My dad would have come sprinting like this dumbass who I told we should open up a mechanic shop in El Cajon. I'm like, Dad, that's probably not going to happen.
I'm with Mr. Sliwa. I would have been in there. What are you doing?
Yeah,
we're trying to get out the door.
He calls you Alan? Is that what your dad calls you? Or son? Because in my head, as he's telling this story, I'm thinking of his father screaming, Slee, where are you?
He would just curse at me.
Please tell me he called you Slee.
He would just curse at me back
amazing.
In the day.
That would be amazing.
Taylor has a great one, but we'll do it after the break because it made me laugh.
Okay. Well, look, farm injuries better than all other injuries. That's coming up next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
You are looking. Oh, no, that's something else. Live Imaging Thursday, Travis and Sliwa.
Lit.
I don't know. This one, I mean, I remember as a kid, I'm more about, no, don't give me that. The Hank Williams part really got me going as a kid.
Yeah. Are you ready for some football?
And then he had that thing with the thing.
He loved second guy with things, the thing.
Yeah.
Second guy with
things.
The thing.
Still thinking about the
so
first
far
thing.
Today. Yeah, but this was the one that set Al on fire. He didn't like that one.
I believe we continue. I wanted to talk about the golf tournament, but I'll hold that for a moment because we continue Factor Cap already in progress with the great producer Taylor. Taylor, how are you doing? I'm fine. Thanks, Taylor.
No, I'm swell. How are you, Chris?
I'm great, swell. Thanks.
Oh, don't forget about their beef, Al. Remember?
This guy went to Alaska.
So I'm running up. No, running would be a stretch.
A lot of bears up there. You'd love it.
Well, exactly. That joke hits multiple platforms, first of all. So I'm making my way quickly down the hallway because I was running behind.
Yeah.
Taylor is about to open the door.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, Taylor. Doesn't say a word to me. Just opens the door for me.
Just open the door. Just do a friendly thing for you.
But doesn't say, hey, Chris. Just... And I'm like, thanks, Taylor.
I heard you coming, barreling around the hall.
At least he didn't, like, shut the door on you.
Did you guys
coming.
Do an hour
I see
together?
What you did there.
I heard him coming.
What if Morales and Taylor did 1 hour? Just do 1 hour together. I just want to hear them both
It'd be 59 minutes of Morales.
Well, I'm sorry, you don't talk.
You don't ask me any questions. Except how
well,
are
Taylor,
you?
Taylor, hold on a second. You do understand that not every response has to be because of a question.
Just
sometimes you
well,
can
we
just
trying to have just small talk. We're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, if we're doing an hour radio show, yeah.
What if they just had a deep question. Talk and everyone was so into it?
Just
it
riveted.
Just incredibly interesting.
All right, Taylor, what do you got? Factor Cap continues now.
Hey, man, I get paid to push buttons, man. But here's a story. So I got injured. I was skateboarding. And my friend's Husky was pulling me down a hill, giant hill, and he was at the bottom of the hill. And I started to get the wobbles halfway down the hill, and I hit a pothole and broke my arm.
How old were you?
19.
This was a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So that happened when you were in Iowa?
Yeah, I was living in Iowa.
Why did you need a dog to pull you down the hill?
Because I wanted to get down
there
faster.
A little momentum.
This is also back in my drinking.
I feel like gravity would have taken care of that for you.
Back in my drinking days, so my decision-making was a little altered.
Okay. Well, that's...
Confidence was high.
Say no more. I've done plenty of things in that sort of state of mind. You know what would be a good idea? You should do right now?
Let's get the dog and his skateboard.
What if we got the skateboard, went to the top of the hill?
Yeah, do some sledding.
Get the Husky. It'll be like the Iditarod in Iowa.
Let me get one more drink. One sec. And then you just take off.
One more before we go down the hill. Absolutely. That's not bad, Taylor. See, you should just throw that story out once in a while. Hey, one time when I was 19 in Iowa, you know what I did? And then we got a good story to go.
I got to wait for Factor Cap.
We should get one a week, just a Taylor story. Just a random story from Taylor.
Time for Taylor.
Could be about anything.
That works for me. That works
for me.
About
anything. We're doing it.
Taylor story time?
Yeah. Emily, put it on the grid. We're going to do – I'll have it open for it next week.
Time for Taylor.
It's time for Taylor.
I want farm stories specifically.
We can put farm music.
I got plenty of those.
We'll put farm music in there.
Specific.
Yeah.
What is farm music to you, Chris?
John Denver. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was thinking more like chickens clucking and a banjo. That's kind of where my head initially went. Cows moving.
I was thinking of
like
Conway
that.
Twitty because like those old videos that Family Guy used to play, Conway was like on a farm with a band.
That was like in the middle of Hee Haw. Remember?
Yeah.
They'd have like the skits and the bits and then all of a sudden, and now Mr. Conway Twitty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Ludicrous. It's farm music. A lot of farm music there.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Bundle today at progressive.com. So we're going to take these calls coming up in a bit, Sleep. But just looking at the responses to them, what you were kind of setting up a minute ago, the word selfish seems to be popping up quite a bit. Is that what you were setting up? Is that kind of the vibe that you're getting with the extension?
No, actually, to be honest with you, not at all. It's more the conversation that comes up about what the Lakers look like over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing really Laker fans care about, you winning or are you not?
Right.
And sometimes you hear these conversations and you hear the excitement.
But I think
about,
that's their answer to the question. The reason they're not winning is because of selfish decisions on behalf of LeBron James. If I'm putting myself in their brain, I think that's what they're getting at.
I would need somebody to make that argument for me.
I don't buy it, but the argument is by constantly trying to grab it in the moment, by constantly trying to service the needs of LeBron James day to day, week to week, month to month, season to season, that the selfishness in I need this right now. It has compromised the overall integrity of the operation to be a successful, long-term winning organization. That's okay. The argument.
So give me the example of where you feel like
trading
he's
for
been...
Russell Westbrook, tearing down the roster, trying to run Russell Westbrook off after 1 year, mm-hmm. trying to trade for Kyrie, all of those sorts of things.
Okay. Tell me of those that you just mentioned. The Russ thing obviously didn't work out. Palenka in the front office doesn't have to go trade for Russ. But maybe there's a lot of pressure of, hey, guys, I think we have to do this. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. But tell me of those selfish things that you're talking about. The let's go get Anthony Davis. By the way, he's probably going to come because I'm here. Mm-hmm. You end up at that time, if you just kind of think about some of the role players that are involved with the Lakers, they were the right role players. And probably some of that has to do is you got a chance to compete with LBJ. You won an NBA championship. Now you're trying to get rid of Russ, and you're trying to get rid of him specifically because
all
it didn't work out.
All selfish decisions aren't bad decisions. Well, there are some that work out, and there are others that do not. But the point is that when every decision is run through one particular person, mm-hmm. by definition, it's selfish.
Well, is that then on the organization?
Sure.
So it's not like LeBron owns the team.
No, but he's the most important person.
He's
in the team.
Most. He might be the most powerful person in sports, period.
Sure.
Now, is that power still there? Yesterday's extension will tell you it is, because he signed a 2-year extension with a player
option for
the final year. So that player option there. Nobody's kind of questioning the power that Bron has. I've always said this about the front office. Do you feel like the goals of LeBron James are that much different than the goals of the Lakers? There are. It's impossible for them to be identical, right? It's impossible. We run a team. You're an individual player. Those goals are different. But for the most part, on the actual court, those are similar goals. How they get there, and if there's mistakes made in the process, that's going to happen.
I think
it clearly happened last year.
The difference is that in the short term, their goals align really, really well. Mm-hmm. In the long term, which is the hardest part, which is the challenge for Les Snead, it's the challenge for Andrew Friedman, it's the challenge that how do we be really good today, but I'm not sacrificing my potential success 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from
and
now.
And organizations are doing that.
It's like hard.
The teams that you just mentioned, the Golden State Warriors are doing that. They're teams that are doing it. Lakers are not set up that way at all.
No, and that's the argument.
Well, and this is, and again, if you want to chime in, feel free to chime in, 877-710-ESPN. Let's do this. There was an article that came out on ESPN, and it's kind of this all-in strategy. What teams are all in? What teams are playoff bound? What teams are building for the future? It's pretty interesting to see where they have the Lakers on that list, because it's none of the ones that I just mentioned, which puts the Lakers in this really kind of peculiar state of mind, I guess you could say, in the NBA. We'll do that coming up next. If you guys want to be a part of the show, feel free to call in. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa, 710 ESPN.